JM and the AM on a Tuesday. Our friends at Art Scroll have incredible works, as you know, and so many of them are so appropriate for Pesach and this year's Pesach holiday especially. Go to artscroll.com. Always use promo code RADIO24. No matter what you order at artscroll.com, free shipping and major discount if you use promo code RADIO24. Rabbi Moshe Bamberger, it is well known, is one of our favorite guests here at JM and the AM. He has these incredible, I'm going to call them miniature books. I hope that doesn't sound insulting. They're these really incredible, fit in the palm of your hand, especially if you're a seagull, fit in the palm of your hand books, which are so beautiful. The images are incredible. The messages in them and the text are remarkable. You'll remember great Jewish wisdom, great Jewish photographs, great Jewish faith, great Jewish inspiration, all of them along the same format. Beautiful images, great photos, and wonderful text. Really good-looking, beautiful books for you and your family. And the latest is called Great Jewish Haggadah, an immersive Seder experience through powerful images and profound lessons of Torah personalities. And as you can imagine, it is the perfect purchase and gift for Erev Pesach 5/7/84. Rabbi Moshe Bamberger, a pleasure to welcome you back to JM and the AM.
But Nachum, it's a pleasure to be here again, and it's one of the highlights of every time I'm zeicher to put out a book, the highlight is to be interviewed by you.
Wow, I appreciate that very much. I love the format. I love it. I mean, you know, I call it miniature books. It's probably a fancier term for it in the publishing world, I would guess. But it just, you know, it's so distinct, and everyone knows it's you, at least when they see a Jewish book like this. And the images and the text are laid out so beautifully. So I know there's a lot of people that get credit for this in addition to you being the author. But again, mazal tov on the brand new Great Jewish Haggadah. So is this a Haggadah or not? What is this, Rabbi Bamberger?
It's absolutely a Haggadah, no question about it. This is, as you said, it's part of a broader series that I was able to put out with the amazing people at Art Scroll. And as you correctly point out, and it's very important to say this at the get-go, that you know, as much as my name is on the cover, there are so many people behind the scenes that really should be taking also the lion's share of credit, the graphic artists and the editors and all the many people, of course, my parents and everybody else, that my wife, my kids, everybody that's, you know, part and parcel of this this endeavor, this project. It is a part of a series that we started about 12 years ago with Rabbi Zlatowitz, Zichrono Livracha. You said that they're small books, and that's true. We do have some small books. We have about five very large coffee table books in the series as well that you interviewed me on.
But, including the Great Jewish Classics and the Great Jewish Journeys and others.
Right. But there are, you know, very popular smaller series, and that includes inspirational, like Great Jewish Inspiration, Great Jewish Photographs, and we've discussed all of those in the past. And the idea for this Haggadah was to take the popularity of the concept of being able to have a dose of inspiration, a very quick shot of inspiration, a picture with a quote on top of it, with a picture of the gadol who says the quote. And if that worked so well for the other smaller books in the series, then the thought was that why can't this work for Haggadah? The problem that many people that I speak to have with Haggadahs in general, and maybe it's just a generational thing, maybe this didn't apply to our parents' generation, is that people really don't have either the time to study the Haggadah properly before Pesach, or the patience, quite frankly, you know, to sit by Seder and you have many, many pages of text to read through, and the kids are getting, you know, they just want to move on and they want to say their own things, and you want to participate as the leader of the Seder or as a participant in the Seder. You don't really have the time always to properly prepare. And what this Haggadah intends to do, and the feedback has been, Baruch Hashem, very, very, very strong, that you should be able to sit down by the Seder without any preparation really in advance. And you get immersed into the experience of the Haggadah itself, because the Haggadah really is about being very graphic in the way that we describe things, in the way that we're living things. We're supposed to see ourselves as if we ourselves left Egypt. So we have to like sort of immerse ourselves in that experience. And I don't know of any other better way to do it, at least on a Yontif, than to be able to sit down at the Seder with a Haggadah that has a beautiful layout. And every page, every paragraph of the text of the Haggadah, you have to the left side of it a page of with a beautiful photograph and a very, very foundational quote or a paragraph, short paragraph, that really is able to be a springboard for discussion for the entire family.
Look, when people around the table, you know, see somebody with this in front of them or this open, when they're about to open their mouths, they're going to be very happy because these messages are very inspiring and they're very direct and really poignant, but they take about 15 seconds to transmit to the audience of the Pesach Seder. So you're going to be very popular this Pesach, I can tell you that much. All right, so look, we can't do everything, and frankly, you know, I could point out every page here and talk about the different things that you've quoted, written, observed, but let's do some of them. First of all, obviously in these days, as we go through a much different atmosphere this Pesach than we had as a Jewish world last Pesach, V'hi She'amda is quite a, you know, seems to be even more applicable to today's conditions and today's atmosphere than it always has been. And believe me, it's always been applicable. So we say, Ela She'bechol Dar V'Dar Omdim Aleinu L'Chal Oseinu. And you go ahead with a picture of Jewish immigrants arriving at the Statue of Liberty. And I get it, because obviously the persecution in Europe and the need for Jews to flee Europe led to, you know, to the creation of the Jewish community here in the United States. In fact, your second edition is probably going to have to be a picture of a Ben Gurion Airport with people actually going on Aliyah to Israel. But we could discuss that another time. That'll be for the next generation, unfortunately or fortunately. But you write here a quote from Rabbi Chaim Berlin. The reason it says Dar twice, I never even thought of this. Ela Shebechol Dar Vadar, in every generation. So, folks, why is it repeated? Dar Vadar. Why do we say the word twice? The two methods utilized, it underscores the two methods utilized by our enemies bent on annihilating us. Some generations persecute and torture us. Other generations use friendship and love in an attempt to assimilate us. Both are fatal to our national existence, and God saves us from them. By the way, sometimes I get the feeling that in some places they're doing both, frankly. But 100% we get it. And this is an observation that many people have made, but who on earth ever applied it to this Darva Darvard? So I don't know where you found it or how you discovered it, but this is the type of thing that people could say at the Seder based on what you've written and included in the book, in the Haggadah, that I think are, you know, again, short, but really to the point and very meaningful to many who are tuned in.
Yeah. I mean, these messages are so current. You know, the Seder is so current because, like you said, we're going through times that our generation really never experienced, and we don't even know, like you said, who are our friends. Like, do we have any friends left in the world, really, at large? You know, if you look at the United Nations and what's going on there, like, we understand so clearly this Pesach, things that we did not understand. Last Pesach, there was just lip service. And this Pesach, I think anyone that has clear vision can see that this idea of Reb Chaim Berlin is so palpable and it's so real. You know, we have to be careful. We have to be on guard. Because in every generation and everything that's happening to us constantly, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saving us, whether we realize it or not. But there's enemies all around, and they're getting closer, and they're getting louder. And we have to really daven to Hashem that He continues to protect us.
Yeah, that's what always happens. We know it. We know how the stories end. It's just sometimes a painful episode as we're going through now with our soldiers and our brothers and sisters in the Holy Land. Right, Moshe Bamberger with us. Great Jewish Haggadah is the brand new one. Go to artscroll.com. Make sure to use promo code Radio24. Again, Radio24. All right. I mean, you point out Baruch Shanasan Torah Lama Yisrael. This is, of course, the introduction to the four sons. And Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, based on what you've told us in this Haggadah, we praise Hashem for giving us the Torah that addresses all four sons, each on his own level. It's one of the unique wonders of the Torah. The very same text can be studied and savored by young and old, beginner and scholar alike. And by the way, this goes even further. And again, not to give people, you know, a directive of how they should handle their Seder. I'll have enough trouble handling my own. But this is such an important message. In an era when the younger generation, maybe even rightfully so, the way people are brainwashed by the media these days, in this era when they think that the answer is social media, or the answer is, you know, the world of celebrity, or the answer is, you know, any of the other vices and influences that we have in today's society, some of them old ones and some of them relatively new ones, with all of that, no matter who the child is, the Torah has the way of life. The Torah has the direction and describes the circumstance of how one should seek answers and how one should lead their life. And it's such a simple message, right? But it was important enough for Rav Chaim Soloveitchik to point it out.
Yeah. I mean, what other study can we have that we can really share with our children that a super scholar is able to completely immerse himself in, and a young child could be also conversation. You can discuss things with him. I mean, quantum physics, if you have a professor of quantum physics,
that's right.
There's no way that a young child could discuss that with him. But Lahavdil, when it comes to the Torah,
right,
we find that the same Rashi and Chumash that Reb Chaim Kanievsky is writing Saruman is what a young child in Cheder or in a Hebrew day school is learning, and both can talk to one another about it. And that's the beauty of the Torah. Torah is really multi-generational, and it's for every age, every sector, men and women alike. And we have to appreciate that when we're sitting by the Seder. We look around at the people at the Seder, and everybody's Seder table looks very different. But many of us have a very eclectic mix of people, and yet you're able to sit down and discuss Torah, and everybody could be in the conversation. And if you're conducting the Seder right, then it would be a lovely experience, and you'd be able to really have people contribute. Even if a person never opened up a book in their life, they could still ask questions and they could contribute their theories, and it could be a beautiful experience. And that's where Chaim Soloveitchik was pointing out to us.
Oh, no question about it. By the way, I don't know if you have the Haggadah in front of you. Either way,
I do.
Great. So I'm very proud of you, Rabbi Bamberger. You have included in your Haggadah the topic of the great debate, the most famous debate in the history of Pesach, as far as I'm concerned. Do you have page 147 in front of you? I'm so happy that you've addressed this issue, the great debate that goes on every single Pesach in many, many homes. Yeah, you already get the joke, huh? In many homes around the world. Rabbi Bamberger actually addresses, through the brilliant observation of Rabbi Shimon Schwab, and by the way, with all the times I've discussed this with my family, I didn't realize Rabbi Schwab actually weighed in on this issue. He does not like the term stealing the matzah or stealing the afikomen. It's not a Jewish concept. By the way, he's 100% right, as crazy as it sounds, 100% right. It's the wrong chinuch. He says, I would call it hiding the matzah or hiding the afikomen. The matzah to be used as the afikomen, which is called safun, which of course means hidden. So I don't know where this whole stealing thing came in. I don't know if it was, I don't know if the gra at his Pesach Seder, when he had his two matzahs in front of him instead of three, I don't know if they used the term stealing or not, but I see that you're deferring to Rabbi Schwab and you're encouraging people to talk about hiding the afikomen.
Yeah. I mean, if Seder night is a night of chinuch, then I guess the chinuch would begin with getting the terminology right.
Right.
And you don't want people walking away with the wrong idea that we actually encourage stealing.
Right. We endorse stealing.
Exactly.
All right, the last one. I mean, look, I could do this the entire morning with you, but I'd like people to buy it and actually, see for themselves all the different observations that you've included here. But this one caught my eye. In Marshiv, when we say, Kos Yeshua Sassar, we'll raise the cup of salvation, invoke the name of Hashem. You have the Esh Kodesh of Piasesna and a picture of the Kiddush cup. Of the Rebbe, which he used for many years, including in the Warsaw Ghetto, where he provided much-needed encouragement to those interned there. And the quote is, even when we, the Jewish people, are in the enemy's fatal clutches, we must never lose hope in God's imminent salvation. And when some of our brothers and sisters right now are, in fact, in the enemy's fatal clutches, neither they nor we can lose faith, because we know that, please God, he will, in fact, send the imminent salvation. I thought that was a brilliant inclusion with the Kiddush cup and with the reference to a very difficult time in our history, the Warsaw Ghetto, but how it applies to today as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, when I actually sent this Haggadah to be printed, it was before Simchas Torah.
Right.
And so I sometimes wonder, like, if I would have made things a little different, you know, had I known what was about to unfold. And, you know, but there, you know, the messages are really the same. It's just, it's not maybe as current in terms of what's going on there. So maybe it's better that it's not that current because the wounds are still very fresh and, you know, we don't want to.
Oh, yeah, but believe me, this is not a criticism. I just think that as people read as people read it at the Seder, I think it's one of the first things going to strike them. That's all.
Yeah, no, for sure. We are very much back in that same era as a lot of these quotes were spoken of. And you know, listen, we need Pesach. Pesach is a time of redemption, and it's a time of personal redemption, national redemption. And you know, what can we say? I mean, every day the news is doesn't seem to be getting better, and we need Hashem's Yeshua today more than we ever did. And we need to make sure that the Seder is an experience that it is as it was designed to be, and that is a bedrock of Emuna, that we can all walk away from the Seder and we have our Emuna strengthened in Hashem. And another quote in the book is Hemanti Ki Adaber, that my Emuna gets strengthened, according to the Hasidic interpretation, Ki Adaber, the more I speak about faith in Hashem. And so Seder night is a night that we can strengthen our emunah just simply by sitting around a table and having a beautiful yantif meal, and at the same time being able to talk about how great Hashem is and what Hashem has done personally and for our families and for our nation throughout history. I remember my father, Olav Shalom, you know, was saved as a young child from the Holocaust. He was living in Denmark. And the famous rescue by the non-Jewish citizens of Denmark. They were Hasidei Umas Ha'Olam, and they risked their lives to smuggle my father's family and thousands of people, of Jews, out of Denmark to neutral Sweden across the river, across the water, in a fishing boat. And my father would sit at the Seder table and talk about that experience in the middle of the Seder. And you know, and all the children, grandchildren were at the edge of their seats just listening to him, you know, recount his personal salvation. And we all have such stories, I think, in our families, unfortunately or fortunately. And that's been the Jewish experience. And I just think that just getting back to this Haggadah, I really encourage everybody to at least have one of these Haggadahs at your Seder. I really encourage the whole family to have this so that they can compare and, you know, and have their own impressions, because that would really be a way of utilizing this experience and sharing it for everyone, because I think there will be fights at the Seder who gets to actually use the Haggadah. I'm very proud of it, and Art School should be very proud of it. I'd like to also thank the dedicators, the sponsors that made it possible. And I'd like to thank you, Nachum, for always, you know, showcasing the farm that I'm publishing, and it means a lot to me. And you know, all of your listeners, I want to wish a wonderful Yantif, and Mitzvah Hashem, we should all be zeichet to Yeshua and Nechamas, And thank you for all you do, Nachum.
I appreciate that very much. And this will enhance everyone's yontov. It's called Great Jewish Haggadah, everybody. You've seen some of Rabbi Bamberger's work already. Great Jewish photographs, great Jewish faith, great Jewish inspiration, great Jewish wisdom. And the coffee table sizes on great Jewish treasures, great Jewish letters, great Jewish speeches, great Jewish classics, great Jewish journeys to the past. This is the latest Great Jewish Haggadah. They're all available at artscroll.com. Again, artscroll.com. Make sure to use promo code radio24. By the way, I'm not getting our friends at Art Scroll in trouble because it came from somebody outside of Art Scroll, but I was made aware of the next project you're working on, Rabbi Bamberger, and it's amazing. So good luck with that.
Yeah.
Good luck. It must be taking a lot of time, I would imagine.
You have no idea. No.
We'll talk about it when it comes out, but I can only imagine you're immersed in the new project, I bet. Great Jewish Haggadah, Rabbi Moshe Bamberger. Thank you, Rabbi Bamberger, and a Chag Kosher V'Sameach to you.
To you and to everyone. Thank you.
A pleasure. More coming up. It's Tuesday at JM in the AM.